stand by. We're about to begin. Good day and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Talk, Overview of IBM Software Programs for Files X Business Partners conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Victoria McGuire. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this talk on IBM's partner programs as well as our Passport Advantage software distribution system. My name is Victoria McGuire, as was stated, and my responsibility is the integration of the business partners from companies acquired by IBM's Tivoli division into IBM. So today we're going to be going through those different programs. I hope everyone has received the presentation. It is a PDF form, and it's titled Passport Announcement for Files X Business Partners, July 2008. As we move to the agenda, you'll see we're going to take a little bit of a history of the Files X acquisition and then introduce you to the Passport Advantage program from IBM, as well as Partner World, and then we'll talk a little bit about the products that are going to be announced next week. Moving to page number 4 of the presentation, it has been very recently that we acquired Files X. April 10th was when we announced our intention of acquiring, and April 21st is when we actually closed. And at that time, we did hold a similar call to show you what our roadmap is. And you can see a repeat of that roadmap on the bottom of the chart. Today, what we're doing is announcing, or pre-announcing actually, the Passport product introduction of the products based on the Files X technology that will be announced on Tuesday, the 29th of July. You'll see that the electronic general availability is scheduled for August 15th for the English-only version. And on September 19th, we will have the multiple language version available worldwide. And that version will supersede the English language version. At the point of announcement on July 29th, that is when orders can be taken through the Passport Advantage program. If we go on to page 5, I just repeat here some of the problems that Fastback solves. Fastback is going to be the family product name of the products being announced next week. So this information is simply for background, as I'm assuming that most of you are already familiar with the products. So we will move on from that. If you do have questions, we do have folks on the call who can discuss some of the product specifics. The next page, page 6, is where we begin to talk about our IBM programs. What we're doing next week is announcing Fastback products, which are based on the Files X technology. Our legacy Files X partners, those who were partners of Files X before the acquisition and who were not necessarily IBM partners, they can enroll in Partner World so that they can then take advantage of all of the benefits of membership in IBM's partner programs. You may sign up with a value-added distributor. That is the acronym VAD. What we provide is information, various profiles on the available VADs, and you would be encouraged to review the profiles of those distributors to see which provide you the best fit. Once you join the IBM Partner World program, you would be eligible then for various incentives that we have through that program, such as VAP and SVI. And I will be explaining what those acronyms stand for and what they mean a little later in the presentation. Those partners who are already part of IBM's programs will immediately be able to take orders on July 29th for these products. They will have the support of these products through IBM's normal support lines. The Software Value Incentive Program, the SVI, will apply to these products as to our other software products. And that will also be available in this program. As we move on to page 7, we've described a little bit here what an IBM value-added distributor can provide for you in terms of benefits. For sales, they help you with quotes, with the ordering and shipping of the product to you for installation at your customer's location. They can help you with pre-sales architecture and technical support for the products, teaming with other partners. You know, say that your customer needs a solution that you only have some of the skills for. Well, your value-added distributor can help link you up with another reseller who has skills that you need for the solution for your customer. In the marketing area, your VAD can help you with marketing programs and with funding through IBM's programs, helping you with lead generation, and then, you know, if you need that little extra punch to close a deal, they can also help you in that area. Operations, helping you with things like registering your customer into Passport Advantage, helping with financial programs, getting linked up with, for example, IBM's global financing unit for your customer financing the deal. Lots of different assistance can be had from your distributor in these Partner World programs. Now I'm going to move into Passport Advantage. Passport Advantage is on page 9. Passport Advantage is IBM's premier or primary licensing program for all of our distributed software. And by distributed, I mean software that will run on Windows, on Linux, or Unix, those distributed types of platforms. It is not applicable if your customers have it for programs that are on the mainframe or on the iSeries product set. Our software from all 5 brands, which would be WebSphere, Information Management, Lotus, Rational, as well as Tivoli, is available through this program. It is worldwide. So a customer, if you have a customer who is across borders, you would be able to still service them across all those borders where they are. It is based on a proof of entitlement certificate. So your customer would receive an entitlement certificate letting them know that they are entitled to X number of copies of the software, and they can copy the number that they have licensed as they require it into their establishment. Customer discounts are based on an aggregate of their total volume purchase across all 5 IBM brands. So a customer who is buying software from WebSphere, part of IBM, and also needs some Tivoli software, they can earn or be entitled to a higher level of discounting based on the volume of those purchases across the IBM software brands. That is one of the advantages that our customers enjoy in Passport Advantage. We have categories in the program that will accommodate normal commercial kinds of accounts as well as academic or education, government, all the way from a federal government down through a local government entity, and small business or general business is available through a part of Passport Advantage called Passport Advantage Express. So we accommodate as many of these categories as you could think of that we would have. As we go on, order fulfillment through Passport Advantage is through a business partner such as yourselves or through IBM.com. The partner sets the final price to the customer. So you have your set price that you acquire the product from your VAD, but the end price to your customer is set by you. Now, IBM.com, should a customer choose to go to IBM.com, they would be invoiced at the suggested retail price. So volume price. So whatever the customer is entitled to based on their volume of purchase is what IBM.com would invoice at. So that gives you a little bit more flexibility in what you can invoice to your customer. Each product is assigned a point value, and it is those points that add up to drive the discount for their volume purchases. The product sets are uniform across all of IBM's brands. The initial license with the first 12 months of software subscription or maintenance, as it's commonly known. The next one is their maintenance renewal. So they get a renewal. They can renew annually, or they could, if they opt to, buy multiple years. If, for whatever reason, a customer has allowed their maintenance to lapse, there is also a reinstatement, that type of purchase that can be made to bring them back into compliance. The reinstatement price is more than the renewal price, but it is less than buying a new license all over again. Now, as we move on into the tools and resources section, we're on page 12 now of the presentation. When your customer enrolls in Passport, they are given or assigned a Passport Online URL. It is their website that indicates what they are entitled to. They have purchased, say, 10 licenses, and so the site will reflect that they are entitled to 10 licenses of the product. The customer can assign multiple users from their organization to access this site. For example, you could have, or a customer could have, someone who is assigned as the person who received the invoice, and have a different person assigned as the one who is the technical contact. So that would be the person, for example, who would be authorized to actually download the software. The first name on there, on the account, is the primary person, and that primary within the account can assign up to 4 secondary contacts who can also grant access. Now, what we do or what we would recommend is that you, as the trusted partner for your customers, would be included on that access list. And I'll talk a little bit more about that further down in the presentation. But your customer can access things like their purchase statements. What is the software I'm entitled to have? They can look at download histories to find out how many times and by whom has the software been downloaded. And if they wish, they can also purchase through that Passport site any upgrades or maintenance that they may be due to do during this upcoming time period. They can also print out proof of entitlement certificates so that they have that for many customers now, because of due diligence requirements, want to make sure that they are within compliance. And so they will have their proof of entitlement certificates available should there be an audit. if we move on to page 13. As I mentioned, your customer can add you to their site as a technical contact. And what that will do is allow you to help them if they do have a problem and need to engage IBM support. They can allow you to open up a trouble ticket against their customer site so that they can get assistance and you can help them with resolving that problem. They also can allow you to get to the e-customer care site to look for potential areas where a problem you're experiencing perhaps has been already documented and what the fix is. You can go in and download that to help your customer resolve a problem. And you would also have access then to the software support handbook, which has information in it on how to support your customer, various resources that would be available to you. As we go on now, the next section is where I give you a very brief overview of the products to be announced on Tuesday. We have four products listed on page 15. There are actually three products, all of them with the Fastback name. The final product, the Fastback Center, is a combination of the other three, so that if your customer has a need for the functionality of all three of the products, they can order just the one part number to have all three products included in it. These products are based on the FileZX technology, and most probably you will recognize the names as being similar to the names of the FileZX product set. As we move on, the partner programs now that I'm going to refer to are from IBM's Partner World program. Partner World has a wide breadth of resources available to you as an IBM partner. It helps you with things like planning your business, helping you to build the skills that you need in order to sell as well as to support the products for your customers. It helps you with networking and collaboration with other of IBM's partners to provide a full solution that you may not be able to provide on your own. Helping you with creating demand. There are many marketing kits that are put out or a seminar in a box where we provide you the resources and then you can use that to put on your own events using the materials that we provide you. And we do also have resources in there to help you with closing sales, as was mentioned earlier. As we move into page 18, to join Partner World, you would go to the website that is shown on this page, ibm.com/partnerworld, and just click on the Join Now button. You would register your company. You would obtain an IBM ID, which normally is your email address. Follow that link to apply, and that does mean that you sign the Partner World agreement. Then you would complete it and submit the form. Once you have completed that application, the person that fills in this form becomes your company's primary relationship contact or authorized profile administrator. And here we have another acronym of APA. When you add yourself to your company's Partner World profile, you also would obtain an ID. So anyone who is adding themselves to the profile would get or would need to create their own IBM ID. And adding yourself to that location profile, and again, your APA would have the necessary token to allow you to be added. Your APA would need to approve of your employee record, and your APA can also add people to the list. So it is not necessary that you do it if your profile administrator has the authority to do it for you. One of the acronyms we mentioned earlier was VAP, the Value Advantage Plus Program. Our customers need not just a product. They don't want just a shrink wrap product laid on their desk. What they need and what they expect from us are solutions to problems that they are facing. And the Value Advantage Plus program recognizes that. What we want to help you do is to provide or propose a full solution to your customers using IBM technology. So what we have done is created a program to provide you with a financial reward for developing those solutions based on IBM technology. The key is to have a repeatable solution that you provide to your customers centered around IBM's technology. What you have to do in order to participate in this program is to create this solution and meet certain criteria, which I'm going to talk about on the next page. You do have to apply, and your solution does have to be approved in order to participate and to gain the financial benefit of this participation. As we move on to page 20, the qualifications for having a solution in the VAP program is that you first of all must have a repeatable solution defined. Secondly, of that solution, 30% of the total revenue needs to be from your particular value add. So it could be some application customization that you have done around it or some consulting that you have done around it, but something that is particular from your company. You must obviously be a member of Partner World in order to participate in this program. And you need to have a good sales track record. So this solution needs to have been sold to at least 3 end users. The partner, you, would need to have your website validated. We would need to look at the description of the service or the solution on your website and see that it does indeed describe the full solution, including the mention of the IBM software that qualifies it for the VAP incentive. Being part of Partner World also would imply that you have a distributor, but that is explicitly called out as one of the requirements. You do need to have a distributor to participate in this program. We will notify you via an announcement on the Tivoli Knowledge Center about what the criteria are for the FastVAP VAP solution. So we will be developing that and advising you of what those criteria are. The next program on page 21 that I mentioned is SVI, Software Value Incentive. And this is another of the Partner World programs that give you a financial benefit as long as you have gone through some of these criteria. What we do is reward the business partner for your value contribution throughout the sales process. So what we have done is responded to the feedback that we have gotten from our business partners on our prior programs, and we have improved the sales program from Partner World and from the perspective of the business partner who has worked very hard to convince their customer that this is the right solution for them and recognize the effort that is put into play in developing a sales strategy, in creating a demonstration, for example, of the technology, and then in helping the customer to see how it meets their needs. We want to make sure that our partners who have done that work are recognized and are rewarded over and above someone else who might just come in and after the sale has been made, just offering a margin discount and being able to take the fulfillment of the product from the customer. So what you'll see on page 22, the SVI program will give you additional benefits or incentives for identifying new opportunities, for being active in the sales process, for focusing in the small and medium business, or nowadays it's called the GMB, the general business market, as well as for order fulfillment and selling your solutions through VAP. So there are incentives applied to each of these areas. We do try to protect your contribution here by paying for performance in each of these areas. Partners register their opportunities through this SVI program and helps to protect your margins. You are recognized for the value there. So if you have done the work of finding the opportunity, registering it, worked through the sales process, done demonstrations, all of the steps of a sale, you are still recognized even if the customer happens to take fulfillment of the product through someone else simply because of a margin take. So this program is applicable across all of our brands, which means that Tivoli, of course, participates, and Fastback would be part of this software value incentive program. I believe I've already covered all of the items on page 23. And page 24 gives you additional information on where you can go to find data on this program. There's learning materials available about it. And there's actually an operations guide for you on here. There's a template that you use to submit the program information in. And there's a list of the part numbers. Now, SVI, I've been told, takes about a month or two for the part numbers to actually be loaded into the system. You can still apply for it, but you may not see the part numbers on this list immediately after announcement. Okay, I do have a phone number there in case it's a U.S. toll-free number, but the website is, of course, international for you to obtain additional information on this. Page 25 describes or just lists call to action. We really encourage you to sign up for Partner World. There's a lot of benefits that you can obtain by joining that program. You can learn more about our Value Advantage Plus program as well as the SVI program. One of the things we would like for you to do is to sign up with a VAD after having studied them and interviewed them, signing up with one that best meets your needs. Any other Tivoli talk that you may be interested in hearing the replays, as for example this call is being recorded, you may go to this website that's listed on the bottom of the page to listen to or to have a colleague listen to the replay of this call. The information is all there, the recorded voice as well as the charts. On the last page, I've listed various contact names that you can go to for assistance depending on where you are in the world. Don Dischinger is our worldwide sales integration leader. He has working with him Robert Wellis, Bob Wellis, who works in the Tivoli Americas group. Paul Myers is from the Northeast IoT area. Elon Mayor is our Southwest IoT sales leader. Adrian Sipak is from AP South. And, of course, you have there my contact information should you have a general question about our partner incentive programs. That concludes the presentation, the slides. Stephen, we can now open the floor for questions that may come from our audience.
Certainly. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. And please ensure your mute function is disengaged to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 if you would like to queue for a question. Once again, star 1 if you would like to queue for a question. And we do have a question from Jean Lewandowski from Logicalis.
Yeah, I noticed you have PID part numbers 5724-U9394. When will we have that equated to an actual passport part number?
The full product announcement will be on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. And as I mentioned, there are other Tivoli talks that will be given on this product set, so you would be able to go to the replay. All my presentation did was a brief mention. So if you need more details, I would suggest going attending some of the product-related Tivoli talks to get the in-depth information that you need.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
And once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And at this point, we have no further questions.
Well, thank you, everyone, for your time. If you do have further questions that occur to you later, please feel free to contact me or any of the folks that are listed on the contact page of the presentation.
And that concludes... Thank
you.
I'm sorry, was that a question?
No, I said thank you, Victoria. Very good.
Thank you.
And that concludes today's teleconference. We thank you for your participation. Have a great day.